listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you again on another Saturday afternoon. We welcome and greet all you listeners wherever you are, if you're on the computer at home or on the computer or out in the car on the radio, wherever you are around the world on the internet, we just welcome you to the program. And we've called this program Raising the Standard for a lot of years, and we're honored to be here with you. It's a privilege to spend some time with you, and we're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1. So have ears to hear what the Spirit of God's going to tell you here today. We hope that you'll maybe understand some things that's going on in the Middle East a little better, and it's prophesied in the Bible.
Amen.
And so we're going to talk about this a little bit, because just listen to all the things that's going on in the news right now about Israel and what's going on. We're going to talk about Psalm 83. There's so much in it that's very prophetic to this day. And even though this was written and declared by a psalm of Asaph, he was a praise and worship leader, did this. This was his word that came prophetically. And so it's very apropos for today. So we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We're honored to be here with you. My wife and I sitting across the table from each other. We pastor a church here in Stewart. We have for 21 plus years, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And we're honored to be here with you, as we said. So have ears to hear what the Spirit of God has to say to you. And we know that you'll be blessed. And so we offer CDs or tapes, whatever you want. If you'd like to hear what we're going to talk about today again, maybe you have to leave and you can't hear the whole program. We do offer those. All we ask for is a love offering. And you can make out a check to our ministry, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and mail it to Post Office Box 413. That's in Stewart, Florida. And our zip there is 34995. So you that are listening, some of you out here listening right now have been listening with us for several years. Never sent an offering in, maybe, for the ministry. Well, ask God, just pray and ask God, Lord, what would you want me to give to this ministry that Pastor Gene and Pastor Donna are sharing on the radio and we have for over 17 years? And so just, you know, just ask God. He'll tell you what to do. Be obedient to what He tells you to do. What? You'll be blessed. And the ministry will be blessed, because we, you know, this ministry is not free. We have to pay for the program that we do. And so we're honored to do that with you and for you to listen. And we've been doing this for, like we said, 17 plus years. And God's always allowed the money to come in. We've never been behind. And so it's because of all the people that are willing to do that part by giving the offerings that needs to be given to a particular ministry. So we love you all, and we cherish your understanding of the Word of God in a greater dimension. And so avail yourselves to the Lord, whatever He'd have you to do, and we know that you will be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
We also have a commentary. Might as well mention that up front. I did a book several years ago, and it's called The God's Prophetic Calendar, and it's called The Pictures of the Messiah, and it's got all of God's appointed times, the historical facts behind it, the prophetic implications. We offer that book for $25, plus maybe $2 or $3 for shipping. We'll be glad to mail it out to you, and you'll get a lot out of it. So it's a complete study of all the things that God gave with the Jewish roots that we've been robbed of. So you can avail yourselves of that if you would like to as well. And so I'm going to let my wife, she's got a couple of announcements she might want to make here before we start sharing on this today with seeing all this stuff with Israel. And I've been asking the Lord to show me some things in the Scripture. And the more you ask, the more He shows you, right, Pastor
Don? That's right. He certainly does. He answers and shows you these things. Well, you know, I just praise God We've never been late, and we've always had
the
finances to pay for this radio broadcast. So we want to thank all those who have contributed.
That's right.
And just even if it's a little bit, you know, or and those who have kept us in prayer. All these things are
all add up, don't they?
Important for the kingdom of God.
They sure are.
You know, to advance and to bring the truth. And that's the name of this radio program, Raising the Standard. We want to bring forth the truth of the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
And we want to say hello to all you out there and say Shabbat Shalom and have a blessed Sabbath, because this is the Sabbath. And I know that you're going to honor the Sabbath and have a blessed Sabbath. Well, I want to mention that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. We have Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. And then we have Friday night Shabbat service at 7 p.m. And we also have classes on Saturday at 4 p.m. So you can give us a call. I'm going to give you the phone number in a minute if you'd like to be part of that. And we would just love to have you come and visit us. I know some of you will listen to us from a ways off, but, you know, many times people come and just spend the day and visit with us. And it's a good time. We have a good fellowship. And the Word of God goes forth in spirit and in truth. Because the Bible says we must worship God. How? In spirit and in truth. Amen. We must turn to the Lord wholeheartedly, face to face. And, you know, He'll shine upon us when we are seeking the truth. And the truth is in the Word, isn't it?
Amen.
The truth is in the Word. And so we thank the Lord for God's Word. It stands forever. Unchangeable.
That's what it says. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word shall never pass away. Isn't
it's
wonderful?
Unchangeable. People like to change the Word of God.
That's right.
They like to say it's for a different season, different time. But it's not. It's the same. It's the same as it was yesterday, today, and will be tomorrow and forever.
Hallelujah.
So praise God. So we want to say hello to some of you out there who are listening, who are listening all the time. And we want to say hello to our church over there.
Sister Church,
in the Bahamas, the Temple of God, and the congregation over there. Hopefully you've got your computer working. If not, we'll praise God. And
they're going to be listening in the car, then on the
people
radio.
People can be praying for computer to work,
Lord,
over there.
Start working.
So they can listen to the broadcast, and so they can do the things they need to do on, you know, with the computer. It can be a pain, but it's also an asset many times. So you can listen to us by way of your computer or your smartphone or whatever you might have, device you might have. You just because WCNO is 24/7, and you can listen to it anywhere in the world. So it's the site is www.wcno.com. And you can also go back and listen to this broadcast again. Like you said, some people said maybe driving down the highway, Pastor Gene, and they just tuned in. And they heard us for the first time. So they can go to that WCNO.com, and they can go to Saturday, look for Saturday, and look for Raising the Standard. And you can listen to many programs there that we have done
in the past. Yeah.
Praise God for that. Yeah. That's a blessing. So we pray for the Temple of God and for Apostle Roscoe and Audrey Walks on Andros
Thank
Island.
Bless them, Lord.
And our other friends, Daryl and Judy, who are planning on moving to Stuart, Florida. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just call forth people to help in the ministry. And He is sending more and more people to help, to serve, and to assist in the ministry. And we need it. Amen. We all need each other, and we need to be like-minded. And that's what God wants to bring together, those who are like-minded and are seeking truth.
Amen.
Because the truth will
make us free.
King James Bible says the truth will make you free.
Not set you free, but make you free permanently. Hallelujah.
Permanently be made free.
That's right.
I want to give the telephone number in case you'd like to give us a call. You want to have some directions, or you'd like to have some information, or the calendar. We're still offering the prophetic calendar to you. If you'd like to have it, just give us a call. We'd be glad to send it to you. Or you could just mail it to us. Mail us a self-addressed envelope at Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida, 34995. Amen.
Glad to mail it out
to
you.
And our phone number here in Stuart is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007. And we'll give that again before we get off the air.
Amen.
Later, in about an hour or less. Okay?
That calendar's important.
Yeah. Yes, it is important. If we don't have a calendar, if we don't know the times and the seasons, we don't know God's calendar, God's prophetic calendar, then we're kind of left out in the dark. I mean, who wants to be in the dark? We're not supposed to be in the dark.
Not me, nope.
We're supposed to be in the light and seeking the truth. And the God's calendar will lead us that way.
It'll
show us the truth.
Yeah. Most Christians don't even understand there's two calendars in the Bible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this chart that we offered, it'll reveal that to you. Amen?
Two calendars in the Bible.
That's right.
And plus, we have the calendar that we have every day.
That's right.
So it's like we have three calendars. And you know, so what we need to do is we need to look at all of it.
That's right.
And be able, you know, there's a lot of other people have other calendars.
Yeah.
You know, so we want to stay on God's prophetic calendar because that's going to show us the end from the beginning.
That's right.
Amen.
Sure.
Praise
will.
God. All right, Pastor Gene, we're going to be looking here at Psalm
83. So I thought about this morning and all, and that, you know, in lieu of what's going on in Israel right now and all the struggles they're going through, and I've been looking at some things in the scriptures on and off during the week, and Psalm 83 just summarizes the whole thing, I think, really well. And Bill Salas, he's a well-known brother that's been on TV a lot. He wrote a book about Psalm 83 and all, and in great depth, but we can't go in the depth that he did in the book. But I just want to show you some interesting things in here with this hour that we have, or a little less than an hour to teach. And we'll look up some things that God's showing us in Psalm 83. And this happens to be a psalm by a song or a psalm of Asaph, who was the praise and worship leader back in that day, Pastor Donna. And so here he declared this in his day, and also it has a double meaning, a double reference to the days ahead in the future. If we look at this close, we'll see all this. So we're going to look up a few scriptures, and you'll see some of these, well, I guess you could call them nations, but they were in the land of Canaan that the Israelites had to conquer when they went into the promised land and all that. And so we'll just look at some of this. And the interesting thing, there's 10 of these kingdoms here that are mentioned that they conquered. So here we got a prophetic foreshadow then of the last days with the false Messiah and those 10 kingdoms and nations that will be with him at the end. So let's look at this. And we're going to read the whole psalm before the program's over. It's only got 18 verses, and verse 18 is the key one. I want to read that. It says, the purpose all why this was written and spoken by God, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah. You know, the King James Bible is the only one that uses the word Jehovah. All right. Yod Heh Vav Heh, that's our Lord. Or that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the most high over what? All the earth. Not some, but over it. So let's go to verse 1, read some verses. And I'm going to stop here and there and look up a couple of scriptures. And the first one that caught my eye this morning was in Psalm, or in verse 3. We're going to look at this. So here we go. Asaph heard this from the Lord, and this was sung in the temple area. I think it was a song of a psalm of Asaph. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. So we're crying out that for Israel right now today. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they hate thee, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. Well, we know, you know, we got all this group over there right now. We got Al-Qaeda, we got the Hamas, we got Hezbollah, we got all these groups, and now they're trying to establish this Islamic State over there and all, and they're all wanting to destroy Israel and to get them out of their land and destroy all the people, the Jewish people. So they do, they hate them. Now this was written hundreds of years ago, and this is apropos for today. Now verse 3, this is what I want to look at for a moment. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people. Well, who's thy people? It's God's people, the Jewish people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. Now I noticed something this morning, caught my eye. You know, the Jews have a promise, just like we do, that if we come to Yeshua, that we will not go through this terrible time called Jacob's trouble. Now, some people don't believe that, but I believe that with all my heart when you put all the scriptures together and what it tells us. And so I want to show you something here about this. It says, they have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. Well, and I thought about this. You know, Donna, Pastor Donna, you and I are really partly hidden. We're spiritual Jews, and we're hidden in God's heart and all that. But this is, remember, these verses here, and I was talking to the Jewish people. So I went to Psalm 27 this month. This is an amazing psalm. Psalm 27, verse 5. Listen to what this says. For in thy time of trouble, this is talking about Jacob's trouble that's going to come in the future. See, this is prophetic also. This was a psalm of David here now. For in the time of trouble, this is God, shall hide me, David said, in his pavilion. All right? So Dave would like to have that happen. We know he died. He's going to be resurrected and all that. But there's people at the very end that's going to be alive, the Jewish people, and they have a promise from God that he will hide them, what, in his pavilion. Where's that pavilion? It's in heaven. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Well, who's the rock? It's Yeshua. So this, I think this is a double prophetic, powerful verse right here to talking to the very last days. And we know that David talked about it in his day, but he had trouble. But this is really referring to time of trouble. It's talking about Jacob's trouble. He shall hide me. He wants to hide us all. We talked about Zephaniah a couple weeks ago. His name means God hides. And he promised if they walked right with him, that they would be hidden in the day of trouble. So it's powerful, okay? So here we are in verse 3.
So this can have a double meaning.
It sure does.
Amen.
So here we are in Psalm 83 again, and we just read verse 3. So I believe the hidden ones is not only going to be the Jewish people to be caught away and hid at that time, during this time, they won't have to go through this terrible time, but also I think it's a picture of you and I, the body of Christ, Jew and Gentile in Yeshua. Now verse 4 says this, they have said, come and let us cut them off. Who's cut who off? The Jewish people from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. They want to cut them off completely. Isn't that apropos for today? Mm-hmm. Well, there's nations back in those days when this was all written. It was around Israel, and I want to do the same thing. Now, verse 5. For they have consulted together, listen to this, with one consent, and they are confederate against thee. They have a coalition, their hearts to what? To destroy Israel. Isn't that incredible? And now listen to this. Now, Asaph goes into this prophetically and shows us the things. Now, we know these nations are not literally called by that today, but the land that they occupied and they control was in the promised land that Israel was given, and it was part of Canaan. So listen to this. The tabernacles here, the first one's mentioned is Edom.
And it's still the same ground.
The territory is still there.
The territory is still there.
That's right.
And so if we think about territory, and we think about things that happen in places, we have to realize that the curses are still there.
Still there.
And because, you know, just because a different name may be put on something, or they may add a name, you know,
that's
how
right.
Some people like go ahead and change names or something, it's still there. It remains still the same. The ground hasn't changed.
That's right.
And, you know, God talks about the ground. And he talks about the blood.
Absolutely.
That's spread on the ground. So I just want people to understand, even though there may be different boundaries, maybe they've changed the boundary now from now, you know, today,
sure,
than it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
But the ground is still the same, and the curse, if there's a curse on the ground, you know, a curse is there forever unless it's broken.
Broken.
Unless it's broken. But if people don't want to break a curse, if they don't want to come to Christ, see, we can only break those curses and be set free by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of Yeshua, by coming to him. And so go on from there. Thank you, Lord.
So just what Don just told me, think about it. Now we got Iran today. What was that way back when this was written? It was called Persia.
Persia.
So see, the names have been changed. The only one that really had, well, even think about Iraq, that was years ago, was called what? Babylon. And so
Babylon.
The name's changed, but the territory is still there and the curse is still there.
And we can
land.
Look and see what the curses were, because all
sure.
we have to do is go back in our Bible and
read
about it and see what happened there,
mm-hmm,
the things that happened there. And so when the things that happened there then, some of those things are still happening now and worse. Because, you know, when there's more and more demonic powers released, and
ooh,
I think there are have been a lot more demonic powers
yeah.
released, that things don't get better. They don't get a little bit better year by year. They get worse.
That's right.
Things get worse and worse and worse.
So you think about the right now, what's going on with the bombs being sent out and all that. Well, you think about it. There's a demonic, see, they're only talking about the natural physical war, but there's a spiritual entity behind this whole thing. And we know who it is. It's HaSatan. It's Satan himself. All right, now we read verse 5 and about this confederation, this coalition of nations, and there's more and more of them coming together. Now, verse 6 begins to tell you the names of these territories that were there when this was written, and the land is still there. It's got a different name, but the curse and all that's still there. So here they are. These are the ones that are going to come against Israel. The tabernacles of Edom, the Ishmaelites, of Moab, and of the Hagarines, Gebal, and Ammon, and Amalek, the Philistines, and the inhabitants of Tyre, Ashur, which was Assyria, also was joined with them. They have Hopen, the children of Lot. And so here we have 10 entities, kings, that were involved. And we're going to read some things about some of these kings, what happened to them, and how Israel defeated them. And there was giants in these lands. All right. Now, verse 9 says, do unto them as unto the Midianites. Remember, we're going to talk about that in a moment. As to Sisera. We talked about that a couple weeks ago, about Deborah. How what she did in her day. And a little lady by the name of Jael was the one that killed Sisera and drove that stake down between his temples and killed him. Amen. And so he's giving us examples here of what happened. We're going to look at the part about the Midianites in a moment. Do unto them as in what they did unto the Midianites, and as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon. Now listen, which perished at Endor, they became as dung for the earth. Now this is what I want to look at a little bit, because we can see some interesting things with what happened here. And these are specifically mentioned here in our Bible. Now, verse 11 says, make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, yea, all their princes, as Zeba and Zalmunna. Now, we got four names here, and these were all princes and leaders, and a couple of them were kings in the land of the Midianites. So I'm going to take you over. We're going to come back, but we're going to go over to, I want to go over to Judges now, chapter 7 with you, because we want to talk about these things that this prophecy speaks about here in Psalm 83. Chapter 7 of Judges. Now let's look at this. This is when Gideon was told to take his 300 men and put them into companies, and they were going to fight against the Midianites. Verse 19 of chapter 7 says, so Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came into the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. When was that? This is at midnight. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and break the pitchers that were in their hands. Verse 20, and the three companies blew the trumpets and break the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal, and they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Isn't that interesting? And they stood every man in his place around about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Beth Shittah, and to Zarath, and to the border of Abel Meholah, unto Tabitha. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all of Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. Now let's go on. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all Mount Ephraim, saying, come down against the Midianites, and take before them the waters unto Beth Barah and Jordan. Then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and took the waters unto Beth Barah and Jordan. Now here's verse 25. I was going to mention these men's names now. And they took two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeb, and they slew Oreb upon the rock. Oreb and Zeb they slew at the winepress of Zeb, and pursued Midian, and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of Jordan. Now, I think this is talking about beheading people. They kill them and cut their heads off. Well, you know, this is what the Muslims are doing over there right now with Israel. Okay.
Yesterday, they took a Christian boy.
Yeah.
That had been baptized and had his name changed. Uh-huh. Andrew. They took this Christian boy and they cut him in half.
Is that right? It's terrible. This is what was going on.
This is what's going on, yeah. Daily. So daily, it, right now. Yeah.
So Israel was doing this with their enemy, okay? But thank God that Benjamin Netanyahu is not doing that right now. But just think about this is what was going on. Now, let's look at these people's names here. Oreb means, his name means a haven, and Zeb means a wolf. So, you know, these people, it was a haven for the wolf. Well, the wolf come to what? The wolf comes to kill and steal, right? Like Jesus talked about. And they slew Oreb upon the rock. I read that. All right. Now we're going to go into chapter 8 now. Now I'm going to read, starting verse 4. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him. They were him, faint, yet pursuing them. And he said unto the men of Succoth, give, I pray you, loaves of bread unto the people that follow me, for they be faint, and I am pursuing after Zeba. And here's the other two, Zeba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian. So here's these four men we're talking about. Now Zeba means a victim, and they wound up being a victim, I'll tell you, by the power of Israel and what God was doing with Gideon. And Zalmunna, his name means shelter is denied. So they were not going to have any shelter to stay in. It was denied any shelter at all. And we go on now. Verse 6 says, and the princes of Succoth said, are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in thine hand, that we should give bread unto thine army? And Gideon said, therefore, when the Lord hath delivered Zeba and Zalmunna into mine hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And so we see what he did. They won the battle. Amen. Verse 12 says, and when Zeba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them and took the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and discomfited all the hosts. It means he defeated all of them. He took care of their army. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory, thank you, Lord. Now, we go over here to verse 18 now I want to look at for a moment. Hallelujah. I read verse 12 already. Now let's look at verse 18. Then said he unto Zeba and Zalmunna, what manner of men were they whom you slew at Tabor? And they answered, as thou art, so were they. Each one resembled what? The children of a king. And he said, they were my brethren, even the sons of my mother, and so on. We go down to verse 21 now. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, rise thou and fall upon us, for as the man is, so is his strength. And Gideon arose and slew Zeba and Zalmunna and took away the ornaments that were on their camels. You know what those ornaments were on the camels? This really caught my eye today. They had ornaments hanging around their camels. They carried an ornament they hung. It was a crescent moon. Does that do something for you today, you listeners? You look at the symbol of the Islamic nations. They have a crescent moon with a star. See, Allah means the moon god, okay? So look at this prophetic word right here. He killed these men and took away the ornaments that were on their camels' necks. And the ornaments were like the moon. Mm-hmm. Half moon, isn't that incredible? It says, then the men of Israel said unto Gideon, rule thou over us, and so on. So, you know, they wanted to make him king then over their territory. But here we see what happened. These people came against Israel, and so God chose a man by the name of Gideon, you know, unheard of in that day, and God used him mightily. And how did they win the battle? He told them to take pitchers, put a fire in the pitcher, a shofar in one hand, and when the right time came, what did he do? When Gideon blew the shofar, they blew their shofars and they broke those canisters that the fire was in. And what happened? The enemy fled. They disappeared. And then, of course, what was left was those kings. And so with Gideon's help, God took care of who? Oreb and Zeba and also Zeba and Zalmunna. So we go back to Psalm 83 now. See, this is all prophetic. So, you know, Asaph was using the things that God had done with Israel way prior to this psalm being spoken and written, okay? So I'm going to read verse 11 and 12 again in Psalm 83. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeba, yea, all their princes as Zeba and what? Zalmunna. I'm going to mention their names again. Now remember, Oreb meant what? Haven. And Zeba means a wolf. There was no haven with them. It's like a wolf. And we mentioned about Zeba. His name means victim. And Zalmunna's name means a shelter is denied. So they had no shelter denied. They had no shelter to be kept. I mean, it was denied completely. And we also see that they had no haven of rest because the Jewish people took care of them. And I want you to know the Bible makes it quite clear at the end, when all these nations come against Israel, that we should read about in the book of Revelation and all, that Israel will win the battle. Aren't you glad we're on their side?
Praise God.
They
Amen.
Will win. Thank They'll the win the battle. So it doesn't matter how many there are. It doesn't matter what their fortifications are. It doesn't matter what kind of weapons they have. They will have the battle. Now we're...
And you know, the enemy's not going to quit.
Nope.
Just like the devil. You know, they want their religion, and they're not going to quit. But
nope.
You know, we have to rise up and be powerful and mighty Christians of the Lord and stand for righteousness.
That's it.
We have to come together.
That's right. Be one.
We can't be divided. We can't be divided. We have to come together because, you know, otherwise, what's going to happen to the United States of America?
You got it.
We don't want it to be the United States of another belief, do we?
Nope.
No, this nation, our nation, was built on Christian, Judeo-Christian principles. And not on principles of Islam principles. We don't want to have... That to be United States of Islam? God forbid. God forbid. We need to rise up and we need to pray.
Sorry, they even
we need
declare
to come
their,
together and pray. Because
go ahead.
They want to bring unity, but you look at what they're doing.
That's
they're,
right.
They're killing their own people. They're killing their own people because they become a Christian.
That's
See,
right.
We got to realize that these are our brothers and sisters that are being... They're being killed.
That's right.
And you know, it's to see what's happening now, where it's not just Israel, what they're having a problem.
It's all over the world.
It's all over the world. And so Christians by the hundreds are being killed. By the thousands are being killed. And we really need to, they're the martyrs. They're going to be, they're the martyrs.
In this day, boy.
In this day, they're the martyrs. And you know, it's a multiplying. And so we really need to pray because we come together and be in one accord.
And, you know, they're even threatening to put their flag on the White House. Can you believe that?
That's what they said.
You're next, they said. We're going to put our flag on the White House.
And there's many cities in America that are coming against
Israel.
Israel.
That's right.
And they want Islam. Yep. They're marching for Islam. They do, yeah. Or they think they do. They're fooled. They're blinded. They've been blinded.
That's right.
Because we've allowed so much of the enemy to come into our nation, and that, and then people have been deceived and been lied to and been blinded. See, it's not the people. It's the spirit behind it. It's the spirit of this, what you're talking about here. All these spirits in of these nations that we're talking about.
And they're still over there.
And they're still there now. And they're still doing the same thing they were doing then. See?
That's right.
The enemy really doesn't, the devil doesn't really have another plan. He just works in different ways at times.
That's right. He's
but
crafty.
He's still doing the same thing.
That's right. It's incredible. I read a periodical I got in the mail yesterday. Even our Supreme Court judges in the United States, there's a few of them that are leaning to allowing some things with Sharia law be put in place to accept that.
That's terrible.
Well, see, we cannot do that. We just cannot allow that to happen. So we have to stand up. But here we are. We got this battle. See, the TV talks about the war and all that, but they forget there's a spiritual entity behind this. This is God Almighty going to fight against what? The demonic realm. It's over there, and we know that we're going to win at the end. But it's a shame that they can't comprehend that there's a spiritual thing behind this. There's a war going on in the spirit. You know, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, it tells us, right? But they are doing that over there.
Principalities and powers.
But the principalities and powers are behind all of it. And so we have to keep that in mind when we pray, to understand how to pray for Israel, because God has promised them that land. It's theirs. It's not anybody else's. And the Jews are trying, and the Muslims are trying to tell the Jews that they were never there. There was never a temple on Mount Moriah and all that. And so we know it's a big lie.
Well, with the way some people are changing in America, and this deceiving, lying spirit is coming in.
That's right.
You know, we fly a United States flag on our house, and we can fly a Christian flag. But it would not surprise me in the least bit if we don't go into some cities, and you'll see a mixture of flags flown on people's homes or buildings.
That's right.
And that is so sad. And because we're burning, many people burn our flag.
Our flag. Yep.
We don't worship the flag. Sure. But the thing is, this is the nation we are in. Do we want to see this nation changed and turn into have a different spirit? Well, there's many spirits here. We know that. But what we're doing is the enemy spirit seems to be getting stronger.
Even in the church.
Even in the church. That's right.
Some people think that Hamas is okay.
Chrislam in the
Chrislam,
church.
Chrislam, that's right. They think it's okay, but it's not okay.
It's not okay.
You can't have a mixture with God. You can't have one foot in the world and one foot with his church and what he's doing. We can't have that. But that's what we have today in many circles. And so many of the churches is kind of turned away from Israel. You know, they think that God's done with them, that we, the church, the ecclesia, the Jew and Gentile and Yeshua, that we've replaced. You know, Israel. That's not true. God's got a promise. Read the Bible. Read the end of all the chapters that you read in the prophets, and how God's going to restore Israel at the end. They're going to be back in their land.
Well,
He's
going to
forgive their sins and all.
A lot of the church and a lot of the denominations, not only that, but they are watering down the Word of God, and they say it's okay for certain things to happen, like same-sex marriage.
That's right.
There are pastors that are marrying people that are the same sex. Well, that's totally
it's an abomination.
Abomination.
To God.
It's against the Word of God.
That's right. So we can't have the mixture. We got to stand up for the truth. And you know, it's funny. It's a small percentage really in our country right now, but it's growing. And we got our southern border now that they haven't controlled. And a lot of these people from different parts of the world can slip in. They wouldn't even know they were here and come in this country and bring this havoc that we got. And so it's multiplying. It's going everywhere. And that's what they want. They want to have world dominion. That's exactly what they want to have. And so they want to bring Sharia law in place. But I think about this. How in the world could anybody serve a God? You know, we think about Allah. He's a false God. Could serve a God that would allow murder, pain, sorrow, and all the things that are going on. And I see pictures of these Muslims on TV. They're doing things. I've never seen one of them with a smile on their face. No smile. It's always this angry look, and you can just see the demons in them, how they're wanting to kill people. And it's pathetic what they're doing in this day and this hour. It really is. It's terrible.
But the Christians, there's many Christians. There's many
turning.
Muslims that
That's
are coming.
Right.
That are becoming believers. Many Jewish people are becoming believers.
That's right.
Many people in India are becoming believers. Why?
That's right.
Because we have missionaries that have given their lives to go to these nations.
That's right.
And to even die to spread the gospel.
That's right.
If we just pray for all the missionaries that are out there, you know, their lives are in danger, and they're dying daily. I can't think of his name offhand, but there's a man right now, they're begging America to do something, because they say they're going to kill him in jail. He's in jail right now. I forgot his name. Forgive
me,
Lord.
That's the pastor.
It was a pastor.
Was,
yes.
Put in jail. Yeah.
And so, you know, it's happening everywhere. We may know of one or two, but there are hundreds of people that are suffering like that, that are spreading the gospel and that have died, given their life. If we just prayed for the missionaries in the world that are out there spreading the gospel, we could spend a lot of time doing that, couldn't we?
Sure could. But, you know, it seems like our country spends a lot of time on a lot of things that are not important, like fussing about the Washington Redskins name and all this kind of stuff. We ought to be involved trying to help Israel over there and all those Christians in those other countries that are up in the mountains and they're have no food or water. They are being to do some things, but we need to get involved with it and stop this thing that's going on, because they're killing everybody they want to kill. We've heard something on TV or done, got it on the internet about a man that took his son and all, and they moved to Syria, I think it was, over there where they're cutting heads and everything off, and he wanted to become part of Al-Qaeda, I think it was. And there was a picture on the internet of his little boy, 7-year-old boy, with a head they had just cut off of a human being. He was holding it up by the hair and thinking it was okay because he was being indoctrinated to accept this.
They're teaching them to have a heart to kill.
It's incredible. Can't believe it. Where's
children.
Our conscience at? You know?
What about all the children that have bombs around them and they want to die because they think... They've been told the lie that, you know, they're going to go to heaven.
That's right.
If they kill Christians or if they kill Jews, they're going to go to heaven. What a lie! The devil is trying to steal, and he's look how many of those people that he has taken a hold of, and they believe that. They believe
That's right.
a lie.
That's right.
But many, thank God, we need to pray for the Muslims. Many are getting born again. Those are the ones that are healing right now over there.
That's
on
right.
that mountain. Most of those people are people who have come to Christ, and most of them were born in the country. They are born Muslims, you know, but they've changed their life. They've given their life to God. They're having visions and dreams, and of course missionaries are sharing the gospel. So they're really slaughtering their own kind, their own people.
That's right. You know, while you're talking, I just thought about this. You know, we have four names that we hear a lot involved with the Islamic faith. First, we have Muhammad, we have, of course, Islam, we have Allah, and we have the Mahdi, which is their Messiah figure, like we're looking for Yeshua to come back. Well, think about it. Muhammad's name means praised one. Islam means what? Submission. That's what it's all about. They want world submission. And then Allah, we already mentioned, he's the moon god. Okay? And then the Mahdi, he's called the guided one. That's who they call. And those are those things that they're looking to. And see, they're serving a false god, a god that can't do anything, but they think he can. And so it's amazing how it's multiplied and got so huge, you know, the population of the Muslims around the world. But remember, the Bible declared all this is going to happen. There'll be 22 nations, at least, around them at the end that want to do exactly what we're reading here in Psalm 83. There's a coalition of nations that want to come and destroy the nation of Israel, kill all the people and get them off the land. But see, we know with God's word, it will never happen. They can continue to try, but they won't. But here we are. We got this battle going on. We left Iraq completely and didn't leave any contingency of soldiers in there. And so now they've taken over, and all our tanks and Hummers and all the weapons that we had left there, they've confiscated all that. Now they're using all that stuff against us. It's incredible what we've allowed to happen. And so we have not stood up for what we should. And so we got to stand on guard. We are not going to allow Sharia law to come into this country. And I pray that no court in our country, in any state, or the Supreme Court in Washington or anything, any of those whatsoever, will allow some kind of determination of some case that will come that they're going to lean towards Sharia law. No way whatsoever. And so, Father, we just thank you for that's not going to happen. But we see the atrocities that are going on and what they're doing over there with people, cutting off heads, hands, severing people and all this. It's incredible.
Terrible.
Donna had a thing on. She picked
children.
Up about a young teenager that they impaled him, went right up through his body and came out his shoulder. Well, thank God he survived. But think about the things that they're doing. Where in the world does that come from? It comes from the enemy. Satan has perverted their minds to believe a lie. And I'm going to read that in just a second. In fact, I'm going to go read this. I'm going to go to, I want to go to 2 Thessalonians. We're going to come back over here to some, because I want to finish that up. But I want to go to 2 Thessalonians with you, if you've got your Bible and you're able to read it. If not, you can write this down, and you can look at it when you get home. Now, we know their plan is to take over the world, and they're preparing to get a man to come into office, the false Messiah. And I believe with all my heart it's going to be some kind of a Islamic cleric, some well-known person. Perry Stone wrote a book several years ago, Unleashing the Beast. And I read that. I looked at this way before that even. And I thought, wow, this is what it's all about. And so this man is going to come on the scene. Amen? And he is the wicked one. Now I want to go down here to this. Verse 9 in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says, even him, who's this, the false Messiah, whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Hear this? They're going to deceive people. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause, says, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth. See, they don't want the truth. They have their own truth. You can't have your own truth. There's only one truth. The truth that we have, the only one that will stand up, is this book I got in my hands,
the
King James Version Bible. This is the truth that we must have. And there's nothing else that compares to it, and there's nothing that will erase what God has in it. Because when he said it, it's going to happen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So praise God for the Word of God. So we have to stand with Israel and continue to pray. And thank God a lot of countries are, but a lot of countries are turned away from them.
That's right.
And a lot of churches, they're against it. We got protests around the country in the streets in favor of Hamas, okay? And they think Israel's wrong by doing what they're doing. But they're doing the right thing. Let's go back to Psalm 83 now. We've got a few more verses I want to look at. So I left off in verse 12 where it says, who said, let us take, who? The Muslims? Let us, these are all Muslim nations today right here now, one more time. Let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. That's what they're wanting to do right now. You know, Turkey used to be a huge part of the country was Christian. Well, all those churches, and most of them have closed up, and now, you know what, they've been bought out by the Muslims, and now they're a mosque with that funny little green light on top of it instead of a cross up there. Now, verse 13. Now, here we go. Asaph goes on, oh my God, make them like a wheel as the stubble before the wind. Yeah, run them over like a wheel. Verse 14, as the fire burneth a wood, and as the flame settleth, or setteth, I'll read it again, as the flame, I'll read the whole verse, as the fire burneth a wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. So it's going to come from God. I'm looking forward to Gog and Magog to come, because that's going to be an entity that's going to come from God. He's going to bring down fire and brimstone like he did in Lot's day, and he's going to destroy all those nations that come from the north, and the world's going to say, wow, maybe this God of Israel is really the true God. And I believe they're going to see some things at that time. So he says right here, persecute them with thy tempest. It's going to come from God, and make them afraid with thy storm, because God's going to defend Israel. Now here we go, a few more verses. Fill their faces with shame. See, they should be so ashamed today for what they're doing. Fill their faces with shame that they may seek thy name, O Lord. There's a lot of the Muslims that are coming to Christ. Praise God. They're beginning to realize that their God is not a God of love. He's a God of murder and death. But see, they should be ashamed of what they're doing to people, to the women and all the other things. It's incredible what's going over, the atrocities that's going on. And you know what they are? They're like a barbarians, like a bunch of barbarians, what they're doing over there. That's unheard of, what's going on. So, fill their faces with shame that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be what? Confounded and troubled forever. Hear this? Forever. It didn't say for a short while, forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and what? And perish. If they don't turn, they're going to perish if they don't turn. And here's the key. This verse here, I opened it up with it. This is the key thing to all that's going on over there. That men, it means mankind, may know that thou whose name alone is Jehovah, Yod, Hey, Bob, Hey, Hallelujah, art the Most High over what? All the earth. And he's chosen that land. He's given it to Israel, and it'll be theirs at the end, no matter what they try to accomplish and do. So here we see this struggle. And Psalm 83 brings it to a great light to show us this was spoken hundreds of years even before Yeshua came to the earth. But this Psalm of Asaph is incredible. And I like verse 4. They have said, what, these nations, come and let us cut them off. The them here is Israel. From being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. But I got news for them. Israel will always be in remembrance to God because he is their Lord. If they would just turn to the Messiah, Yeshua, they could all be alleviated from all the trouble, because one day they'll leave here and they will not have to go through what's called Jacob's trouble in any way, shape, or form. And so this is incredible when we read the scriptures and we see what happens with the nation of Israel. Now I was thinking about this too, Pastor Donna. I think it's in the book of Amos. I'm going to turn over to Amos with you. It talks over here. It gives you some information about the Gaza Strip even. It's, I mean, prophetically way back then. So let me turn my Bible. I should open this up for time's sake and have it already here. But I'm just turning the pages here. And I want to get over here to Amos. And I want to show you something here in Amos chapter 1. If you're at home, you can open up your Bible. By the way, all the Hebrew prophets all have a name that means something very significant in the Word of God. Amos, his name means in the Hebrew, burden bearer. Hallelujah.
Mm. Huh?
Hallelujah. So who takes all of our burdens? Yeshua.
That's right.
He takes
praise
all
God.
Of our burdens on him.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, if we look at this real close, we're going to see something here about Amos is going to talk about Carmel and Damascus. You know, Damascus will be destroyed. You know, Damascus is known as the oldest city in the entire world. And it's going to be destroyed, the Bible tells us. Amen. So where do I want to go? I'm going to start in verse 3 of Amos chapter 1. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Damascus, see, they're mentioned, and for four, where's Damascus today? It's an Islamic city today, okay? It doesn't belong to Israel right now. And for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have threshed Gilead with threshing instruments of iron. That's what's going on right now. But I will send a fire into the house of Hazael, which shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. I will break also the bar of Damascus, and cut off the inhabitant from the plain of Aven, and him that holdeth the scepter from the house of Eden, and the people of Syria shall go into captivity unto Kir, saith the Lord. So Syria is mentioned here. They're a part of this mess over there right now too. Now here's the key part, verses 6 through 8. Listen to this now. And we might have a little bit of chance to read something else. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they carried away what? Captive, the whole captivity, to deliver them up to Edom. So remember, the Jewish government,
Jesus,
with Prime Minister Sharon, allowed them to come in, and he gave them the Gaza Strip. And all the Jewish people were removed from that place. And look what's going on over there right now. He said, but I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza. That's going on right now. Those walls are getting knocked down with those bombs, which shall what devour the palaces thereof. Now I want to go down to verse 9. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Tyrus now, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom, and remembered not the brotherly covenant. Well, now we think about who was the father of the Edomites. It came from Esau, okay?
Esau. Goes way back.
Goes way back to the beginning.
Way back.
There was
the
a
beginning.
Struggle between Jacob and Esau. And before that, it was what? It was Isaac and Ishmael. The battle's still going on. So it says right, Edom, and they remember not the brotherly covenant. With who? With the Jewish people. With their brethren, okay? With that nation. Even though, you know, they were in an area around there, but they should have done it. In fact, Donna, go over and read Genesis 17:20. I got a note in my Bible that might fit just right in what we're talking about. I'm just about done. I'm going to let her finish.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
This is talking about this brotherly covenant. Now, let's go on. He said, but I will send a fire on the wall of Tyrus, which shall devour the palaces there. That's going to happen. Now here's a key verse, 11. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom now, okay. Did you know that Herod, that wanted to kill all the babies in Jesus' day, he was an Edomite. And for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he did pursue his brother, I'm going to say his brother with the sword.
Still happening today.
That's right. And did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath for what? Forever.
What's
going on today.
As it was in those days when they went out to kill all those babies, you know, trying to find the Christ child. I mean, there was mourning. There was weeping.
Sure was.
There's weeping now from these Christian children, these
They're
Christian babies that are being beheaded and killing their children. And taking, and it said in Psalm 80:83, we were at taking their homes.
That's right.
You know, what are they doing? They're taking the homes. They take God's homes. It says here, over here it says they take our houses, for possession.
That's right.
So, you know, these people have lost everything.
That's right.
They've left everything mm-hmm. with whatever they could take on their back. Mm-hmm. They flee to the mountains for their life because, you know, if they don't say they're not going to be a Christian, then they kill them.
That's right.
And then they're killing them anyway. Even sure. if they say they're, even if they deny it, they shoot them. And the ones who won't deny it, they cut their heads off.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, it's still the same thing. And they were killing babies back then, when, you know, Herod, trying to find the Christ child. And people were mourning and crying. And it says that in the Bible.
They did that in Egypt today, too. Remember, they killed all the babies, all the male? And Moses, he was the one that survived. I always call it, I tell people, he was the first basket case. He got put in that little basket, went down the river, and he got saved from all that.
Things haven't changed.
But
now it's coming worldwide.
Absolutely.
It's not just located in these mm-hmm. areas that we're talking about. It's happening. It's wanting to happen everywhere. They want to take over every nation and bring this law in
That's
place.
Right. Right.
You know, even in Europe, there's raiding in the stores, or they're taking all the Jewish products out of the stores
That's
and
right.
throwing them away. I mean,
That's
the
right.
people are going in there and raiding it. And anything that comes from Israel. They're dumping them in carts, getting rid of it. They don't want anything that comes from Israel.
That's right.
And there's people marching the streets of the United States in New York and in Boston and different places. They have it. These are the ones I know of that are coming against Israel.
That's right.
And wanting, and they're for the enemy.
Absolutely. But I think about this verse 11 here in Amos again, where it says, they did pursue his brother with mm-hmm. the sword. Think about it. Isaac and Ishmael were really brothers. They had a different mother, but they had the same father. And so they were like brothers.
Yeah, well.
And Abraham, I know he loved Ishmael. We know that. And so here they should have been brothers and joined together, but they didn't. Did you read Genesis 17:20 yet? See what
no,
that read it.
I didn't
then.
Read it yet.
This is a key verse.
Okay. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful. And will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princesses shall be he begat, and I will make him a great nation.
See,
my
me?
Covenant
yep.
will I establish with Isaac.
Hear that?
This is the
okay.
Jew.
That's right.
Which Sarah shall bear unto thee at the set time
right.
in the next year. So this is God speaking to Abraham.
About Ishmael. He was given 12 princes,
Sarah.
Wasn't he?
That's right. And so when I think about the blessing, well, there are many Christians that are coming this day, even today, this day, many of these children of Ishmael are coming to the Lord, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And what are they doing? They're having to die because they're changing their belief, because they're
That's
coming
right.
to the truth.
It's incredible.
They're the truth will make them free. You know, even if they do die, they're dying as martyrs. And anyway, we can go and read. We don't have time, but we can go and read what God says about the martyrs. Amen?
That's right. I'm going to back up to Joel chapter 3 here. That's just a tail
Thank
end of
you,
it to
Lord.
Show how these prophets end their books, okay?
Mm.
Verse 18 says, and it shall come to pass in that, they talk about Jacob's trouble after it all, that's all over, that the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Listen to this. Egypt shall be a desolation. Hear this?
Mm.
And Edom. Here's Edom mentioned
Edom again.
Shall be a desolate wilderness for the violence against the children of Judah. For the this word violence in the Hebrew is a word that is spelled H-A-M-A-S, which is a Hamas. It gives
Hamas.
You a clue. Against the children of Judah, because they have what? Shed innocent blood in their land. But listen to this.
And
but
if we
Judah,
haven't all heard that word Hamas 1,000 times,
that's
haven't
right.
we?
That's right.
On the news?
Mm-hmm. Verse 20 says, but they're going to gel all right, a great way. Judah shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. Isn't that powerful?
And you know, God's word won't change.
Nope.
You see what God says about his word? What does he say about the nations that turn against Israel? We don't have time to talk about all that, but
That's right.
maybe next week. But you know, God's protection, it's any other nation. I'm saying any nation
that's
includes
right.
this. I think it would be. This is my thought. I feel it would be easier to destroy any other nation, I don't care how powerful they may think they are,
except
than it would be to destroy Israel. Because
right.
God says they're going to last, it's going to be forever. And that's God's dwelling place. Amen?
That's, right.
That's where the new Jerusalem is going to be. And it's not going to be here in the United States, it's going to be there. And so we need to have a mindset change. And, you know, we're blessed that we're born in this country and we're not facing these things that these poor people are facing.
That's right.
And you say, well, it's not me, you know, I'm okay. Hey, we better join in with what God is wanting us to do.
And to help
we
them.
Might be next.
That's right. We're warned in Matthew 25 that if we don't help them in their time of trouble, we could wind up being a goat nation instead of a sheep nation. And so I don't want that to happen to America. So we need to stand up.
And it would
them.
Be a worse thing to be judged by God than be judged by other people.
That's right.
So, well, praise the Lord.
So if you get a chance, read the last chapter 3 of Joel this week, and you'll see some incredible things that God's promised Israel, and it's going to happen because he's going to establish his throne in Zion on his holy mountain, not the Muslims' mountain, but his holy mountain. And he says, then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall be no strangers pass through her anymore. Hallelujah. Isn't that incredible?
I want to read that.
Go ahead,
finish reading all of Psalm 83?
Yeah, we read it all. Yeah.
I just want to read a couple more verses here that are at the end because I really like it. Glory to God, because God has the answer.
He sure
does. Verse 15 and 83 says, persecute them with thy tempest and make them afraid with thy storm. God's going to do this. Fill their faces with shame. See, we shouldn't have to cover our faces. I think about people who cover their faces. We have the glory of the Lord, don't we?
They all
fill
have
their
faces covered,
with,
don't
that's
they?
That's right, with shame. I would be that would.
They should
it's
be ashamed.
A shame to be doing
that's right,
those
what
things.
They're doing.
That they may seek thy name, O Lord. See, they're seek. We need to pray for them.
That's right.
Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish. Verse 18. That men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah.
That's it.
Art the Most High over all the earth. That right there.
That's it.
Is the key. That men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. Over all.
Not some of it, but all of it.
The earth.
Every bit of it.
Praise God. And that's in Psalm 83. For last
that's
verse,
right.
Verse 18.
Well,
this is Pastor Sheen and Donna Hilton. We're blessed to be here every Saturday, Lord willing. We'll see you next Saturday. Come visit us at Spirit of Prophecy Ministries in Stuart, Florida. We're right here on the Treasure Coast. A phone number here. We have services on Sunday, and we have services on Sunday at 10 a.m. We also have Friday night services at 7 p.m. and Bible school on Saturdays. Right now we're showing DVDs
about Israel. Yes.
Amen. So you'll be blessed on that. And that's today at 4 o'clock.
O'clock.
We're showing a video about Israel. And so I'm going to give you our phone number. It's area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So we're honored to be here with you every Saturday. We're on from 12 noon until 1. And we tell you as we close the program every week that we love you and we're on this program because of that. We want to see the standard raised in the body
Amen.
Of Christ. And so we tell you as we close every week what? To look up.
Look up.
Because your redemption draweth nigh. And what do we say, Pastor Don?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.